We're on the boat. Only one boat is leaving. It's the Spirit of Humanity. That boat is leaving. The Free Gaza, which is a fishing boat, will remain for additional inspections. And hopefully in the next few days, it too will be able to proceed to Gaza. So that means that we have fewer people on board. I think we've lost about four countries. And so that means that we have about 10 countries represented. And of course, I'm on board the boat with Nobel laureate Mairead McGuire. The captain of the boat, who is the very same captain of the Dignity when I was aboard that got rammed, and he has already indicated to me that the Israelis are already talking. I personally have communicated with the White House, the State Department, and the embassy here in Cyprus. And I've also talked to the U.S. Embassy in Egypt. So various embassies know, and the White House knows. Now, what is important is that the president and the State Department make communication to the Israelis for safe passage for us, because we are carrying medical supplies, school supplies, and building supplies. Those are exactly the things that were mentioned in the note that the White House passed to the Israelis, expressing their desire for easing the Gaza blockade. The question now is, will the White House stand behind what they wrote to the Israelis?